Kristen Craver has hit a breaking point with crime in the community. She says there have been thefts in her neighborhood, and she regularly hears about break-ins, stolen vehicles, and other crimes. Craver says nothing has been stolen from her house, but several parts have been stripped off a Jeep that sits at the bottom of her driveway, and a friend's trailer that sits on her property was also broken into.
I have 9 dogs, so they would be a little out of their mind to actually come up to where my cabin is, because they probably wouldn't get very far. You know, 9 dogs and weapon, but one shouldn't have to live like that, you know?
Anchor Point residents gathered for 2 community meetings earlier this month to express their frustrations to troopers. Craver and others in the community say Senate Bill 91, a criminal justice reform bill passed in 2016, and a lack of law enforcement in the area are creating a free-for-all for criminals.
The state just kind of seems to ignore it.
Craver did report the incidents on her property, but she says she never followed up on the paperwork because she says she's seen others go down the same road with the police without any success. Troopers did attend the first meeting, but no officers were present at the second gathering at the VFW in town. Sergeant Daniel Cox is the lead trooper in Anchor Point, and he says his department is woefully understaffed.
So we have a priority of calls that we have to deal with. And so could it be, you know, minutes, hours, days before we get to something? Absolutely, unfortunately.
But lately, the wait time has been getting worse. The department should have 5 troopers on staff, including Cox. And on paper, all those positions are filled.
But in reality, I have one of the troopers is on military leave. One trooper is on long-term injury leave from an incident earlier this spring. And we just recently filled the 5th position with a trooper that moved from a different location.
Cox says that's left the Anchor Point trooper post spread thin. He barely even had time to spare for an interview.
I'll be out. Gotta go. Got an injury crash I gotta go take care of.
Sergeant Cox says there is merit to the community's concerns. While he doesn't have exact statistics, he believes there have been more break-ins and thefts in Anchor Point, but he doesn't think crime has spiked as much as some say. Cox says the frustration in the community is also making more residents aware of crime around town. But things may change. Governor Bill Walker signed a wide-ranging crime bill into law this month that eliminates mandatory release for those arrested for lower-level felonies and misdemeanors. The bill also reinstated a judge's ability to consider a defendant's out-of-state criminal history when deciding whether or not to release them prior to their trial. SB 91 stripped judges of that ability when it was passed into law.
Judge had to just let you go. And now, because in HB 312, that pretrial assessment tool now gives that discretion back to the judges in all instances where previous they did not have that discretion.
Wasilla Representative Kathy Tilton has dealt with similar crime issues in her district and spoke with Anchor Point residents about HB 312. She also encouraged residents to help mitigate crime through a community watcher patrol program.
People going out from a time period to a time period and driving through that area and continuing to go into the areas where they know that people are doing shenanigans.
The idea of being the eyes and ears of law enforcement hit home with the roughly 30 residents who attended the event. Jerry Morey, who says he's been robbed multiple times, offered to be part of the community watch or patrol.
We have a problem that needs to be addressed that's not getting addressed by our law enforcement or our laws.
Morey and a few others at the meeting said if things don't improve in the area, residents may have to take the law into their own hands. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.